morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on which part of the world you are tuning in from. I'm grateful for you guys checking out the podcast. I'm also grateful for everyone who's been listening and staying tuned. I know I haven't been that consistent posting here. I've been so active on my other social media. But there's a particular reason why I am active in those other platforms. It's because I'm definitely reaching a lot more people there. Not that I'm not reaching people here, but I've been focusing there because the demand has been quite high. Anyway, this is the first podcast of the year, 2021, and I'm grateful it's January 11, 111. And I'm just grateful first of all, I'm grateful because I'm finally figured out, I've got this whole mic setup where I got this condenser microphone, pretty awesome, that comes with its own boom stand, with its own, I got a stand, boom arm, and this shock mount, which is pretty, I've always wanted to use one. This is the first time I'm using it. I'm connected to this Zoom gadget that plugs directly into my Surface Pro, and it's pretty amazing. So I'm excited. I don't have to keep using my Blue Yeti to record. Take some time to plug all these wires in, but this is like plug and play. I just switch on my laptop and off I go. So how have you guys been? It's 11 days, we're like going 2 weeks into this new year. I know for a lot of people, they have still been focusing on the pain and the trauma and the hurt, the fear, the anxiety of 2020. And my point here is to remind people that you can focus on anything in your past that has been hurtful or painful, that caused you anxiety and was traumatic for you. And I'm not saying it's easy either. I work with people who have gone through trauma, but I am saying there is hope. I'm also doing this podcast to remind people that at the start of the new year, there are a lot of new things that you can put your focus and attention on. It doesn't have to be those things that were hurtful or scary or, again, anxiety-inducing for you, right? One of the things that I constantly share is gratitude. There's always something to be grateful for. And I know it gets tricky, especially when you're not feeling it physically in your body, like you feel. You get into this identification with this feeling of depression. Like your body has actually memorized what your mind has produced over and over again. And it's a subconscious program, and you instantly know how to feel bad or how to feel down. But there's also a reverse way where you can also reprogram, literally reprogram how you think, feel, and choose. But of course, it takes a little bit of work because now you are bypassing the subconscious programming and consciously choosing something to help yourself grow, something to help yourself expand your awareness, something to also perhaps stop those things that have been popping up for you that have been hurting you and me over and over again. So one of the things that I share in my coaching and in these online programs that I've been running is the process of awareness. First of all, being aware that there are those habits and patterns that have been hurtful for you and hurtful for other people. And now that you are stepping into awareness, the question to ask is, what now? Now I come into this thing called the power of choice, where I don't have to be a victim anymore of me being triggered by everyone. And I've always reacted a certain way. I've been reacting in anger or frustration or fear for the past 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years. And now, because I'm inviting awareness into my experience, I create a little bit of space where I get to choose something different. And what happens for me then is, again, I no longer become a victim of the world I see. I no longer become a victim of the past. I no longer become a victim of people's behaviors. I get to choose a better feeling frequency, a better life experience. And it's wonderful because you go through life and you realize, and you go into like this heightened awareness and you realize, wow, I get to choose moment by moment. But when I'm also going through my misery and my pain and my hurt, and I realize maybe I wasn't aware, and this thing called the ego has got in through the back door, and again, it's been pulling me down. But once you bring in awareness, you get to breathe, and you get to realize that every moment is a moment of powerful choice. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope this short recording helped you guys out. I'll see you guys again soon. Take care, and God bless.